I'm Karen Woolley and I'm interviewing Mr. Brian Neave as part of my HSC Australian History option in regard to the overall changes in Narre Warren from 1967 to 1987. Today's date is the 22nd of August 1987.
Right, Mr. Neave, how long have you lived in Narre Warren for?
I've lived here for approximately 19.5 years.
And so when did you first move to Narre Warren?
Well, I moved here about 1967.
Okay, and what brought you to live in Narre Warren?
Well, the previous area where I lived in was a bit, how can I explain it? Citified, too much citified. Therefore, we decided to go to the country and see what it was like up there.
So what was the area that you lived in?
Well, we lived in Dandong originally, and it was a bit too, a bit too much of a rat race.
Right. Now, can you give me a description of what it was like in 1967 when you first moved here?
Well, basically, when we first moved here, there was, there was a butcher, milk bar, the railway station was here, there was Barley's General Store, consisted of a service station and post office in that store. There was also a place that sells plants and all that sort of thing.
A nursery?
Yeah, a nursery, that's what it was, yeah.
So it was basically a pretty rural area?
Yeah, it was basically rural. I mean, so like when we first moved here, we used to get cows come up to the windows and eat the flowers out the garden. Yeah.
A bit of a worry.
Oh, not really, you know, it's pretty good really. You know, I used to take the kids across the road and fly the kites and it was open, it was good, you know, there was no traffic, there was nothing really, you know.
Yeah. Okay, and then what about 1972? What was it like to live in
Narre
Warren then?
In 1972 it started to get too commercial. In the aspect that it was good in one sense, like in the aspect that kids had a good school to go to, because the school in Webb Street, the state school, which was to be demolished but never was, and they were going to make it into a special school for children there. But they started building a new school in Cranman Road, a state school. That school developed to something like about 700 children going to that school, if memory serves me right. The mechanics hall, which was in Webb Street, was made, it was originally a church, and that was made into a mechanics hall, as I said. There was a showground beside that, there used to be a show there. The things in general, really, overall, have just gone erratic.
What's that?
Well, in the aspect of, say, like, this area has started to develop. The Victorian government realised that. They had realised it was going to boost up so much, they electrified the line.
The railway line,
all the way from Dandenong, which suburb trains used to finish at, and they electrified it all the way to Pakenham. Now it goes all the way through to Warrigal or Moore, I'm not too sure.
So what would happen if you were in Dandenong and you wanted to get to Narre Warren, how would you have to get there?
Walk.
There was
yeah.
No buses or anything?
There was no buses, there was no transport, there was nothing at that time.
Wow.
You had to depend on a car.
What about if you had little kids and they wanted to go to kindergarten, what happened to you?
Well, actually, they started developing, we started building a kindergarten in that time, and it was very successful, and we also developed a library in the area, and a refuge of clothes.
Opportunity shop?
An opportunity shop for old age pensioners, and we started developing it then, and really it hasn't really kicked off an old age pension club until 3 years ago, and the old age pensioners get the benefit out of it now. We never really got any government support on that. We did for the kindergarten, and we've developed you call it a hall,
community
a community centre yeah. Hall where anybody can use it at any time, or civic centre.
They use that bingo now, don't they?
Oh yeah, it's bingo is used there all the time.
Right. Now what about
1977, I suppose. Well, there was development of the caravan park, therefore brought in more population coming in the area, and also, as I said before, also there was the initial development of Fountain Gate Shopping Centre, and where it got its name, the Fountain Gate, there is two fountains at the entrance of Fountain Gate Shopping Centre, and they had to turn it off initially because there were so strong the fountains, they flooded all the Princess Highway and nobody could see where they were going.
Really?
And every car was washed as it was going through the place. And therefore they had to turn it off. They've still got the archways there, but they haven't got the fountains there.
Right.
The development from there on just went ahead. Like you had development of Fountain Gate Shopping Centre. There's that been that many places being developed around the area. A lot of the places were developed by Overland Development. There's been constructions of shops in Webb Street.
Like what shops?
Well, example, so like Bailey's initially was Bailey's, and then it went, it didn't go to Tuckabag, it went to some other one. I can't
remember. They changed the name of that park.
It's changed its name, true. SSW, I think it was. And they built over the top of the shop.
What, expanded it?
No, they built literally over the top of the shop.
Oh, right.
And all in brick and everything else, and then they pulled the inside of the shop out.
Alright.
And therefore, it went from there on, and they pulled down the old Cool Stores that used to be across the road, which was initially owned by Bailey's. And Bailey's owned 99% of Narre Warren.
So, like, where all the solicitors and all that are now, all these shops were?
Where the solicitors and all that up at the corner of the highway, there was up there originally there was a butcher shop, an old butcher, a real old shop, you know, and there was a few other stores in there, nothing outstanding. A lot of it was vacant land from Webb Street down. The service station was built there. It used to be a nursery, and that got burnt out. And they sold it to Shell, and Shell put in a building, a service station in there. The first doctor that came into Narre Warren was Richcroft, and he lived in a house, or his surgery was in a little old house in Webb Street, and that's all it was, a little old house. And they pulled the house down, the chemist and all that got put in behind it, the doctor's surgery got put in Malt Court, all
where
that area there.
Yeah.
There was nothing in there initially. But the only thing in there initially was the kindergarten.
All right.
Anyhow, so it just developed from there on. Like, and it's just got population wise, it's just developed that much. That Fountain Gate, as we said before, was the major one.
Yeah.
But now, in Narre Warren, since then, there's a Warren Wood estate being built, there's a new estate being built the other side of the freeway bypass. There's two being built there. We've also got a rebound sports centre.
And what's in there?
Oh, general thing, squash and all that sort of thing. Swimming pool.
A lot of people use that?
Oh, yeah. Presume there would be around the area. Oh. I don't actually go there myself, but I go for free up in Beatersville. I know somebody.
Anyway, what about 1982? What happened in 1982 in
Narre
Warren? What changes?
Well, there's a new fire station built.
What after fire?
Yes, basically because there was a lot of donations put through after the fires because there was a lot of blokes that got killed from Narre Warren in those fires. And women, I should say. Oh, there was one woman, I should say. And it was in the street that I live in, there was one kid across the road, he got killed, he was the youngest one. And there was another bloke across the road, he got killed. And there was one around the corner, he got killed. So really, it's really good in the aspect of saying that they're building a memory forum,
yeah.
And therefore it gives people support to go there and to support them, the Narrabri area, considering the fact that it is a free country town development, and therefore it's good that everybody supports them.
What else happened?
Well, basically, we had the bypass road.
What, the freeway?
No, it's not called a freeway. It's a freeway. You class it as a freeway. It's not. It's a bypass road. It bypassed Berwick.
Okay.
And therefore, in turn, that road will bypass Derry Warren in the aspect that it will connect up the South Eastern Freeway and the Mulgrave Freeway and all them. And therefore, this area will be super highway all the way through to all the way through to Melbourne. And this area is going to boost up that much; it's going to be unreal.
Okay. What about anything else that was developed?
Well, actually, you've had the Catholic school.
What, Don Bosco?
Yes, I think it's called Don Bosco. I'm not too sure on that, but it is a Catholic school there. It's a state school. It has been developed. It has saved a lot of kids, or children I should say, having to go to Berwick, to the Catholic school up there.
Yeah.
They have now got the school here in Narrabri,
yeah,
which will help them.
Why?
We've also had establishment of another service station, the PP service station, been established. And in behind the service station in there was the development of or night and day tennis. There's a
restaurant
takeaway shop. Things in general in that area. Those restaurants, as you said, a restaurant and everything else. It's really developed in that area there now.
Right. And then we've got the video shop and all that too about there.
Is there a
video
shop over
there? No, not over here. It's
up in the
Melbourne Court, not up
where
the tennis courts are,
but we've got... Oh, yeah, we had them, Melbourne Court, Narrabri, the shop's basically in Narrabri have expanded, rapidly in the aspect. The Robert Bailey really developed 80% of the shops there.
Yeah.
And he just one of those things that he went down the tubes, but he had to sell out.
Right, now what about 1987 this year? What's been happening this year? What proposed
things
are going to be happening?
Well, I know for a fact there's a proposal on the Fountain Gate Shopping Centre. There is also, I've got to put it, 8 housing estates being built now in Narrabri, proposed. There is a going down as far as Hallam, we'll say to Hallam, there's a 56,000 square metre concrete area, factories, very big, factories being built this side of Hallam Road, there's a new caravan park being built at Centre Road and Hallam Road, there is new factories being built now in Cranbourne Road. There is, in Centre Road itself, a light industrial area being developed right through. There's a new overland development, housing estate being built on the east side of the hill in Princess Highway. Now, Narrabri itself, Fountain Gate Shopping Centre, there is to be built there.
Yep.
To my knowledge.
Yes.
And I've had the proposed drawing shown to me.
Yeah.
There's going to be 4-7-Eleven, a McDonald's, pizza parlour, a new drive-in bottle shop on the highway with a saloon bar put in behind it. There is also being put there a motel 10 cinemas.
10 cinemas?
10 cinemas on the highway.
Yes.
In behind there, there will be a retirement village with the old house, Morbihan, on the highway.
The Bread and Lodge.
Yeah, that's not to be removed, that's got to stay.
Yeah.
Part of heritage.
Yeah.
There is also 2 showrooms, very similar to Sava showrooms. There's a 6-story building going in our office block, a 4-story office block. There's also a 3-story in the back of Fountain Gate.
So what, Fountain Gate's going to be humongous by the time?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's going to be totally.
Right. What about population increase?
Well, due to the fact of so many housing estates being up here, it's going to be huge.
What about transport? How has it improved over the years?
Well, it's improved to a degree, but it could be a lot better in the aspect of school buses are not the greatest.
True.
There is going to be that many children living in this area.
Yes.
Going to the schools, and therefore, Narre Warren, the way it's developed, should have its own high school.
Yeah. What about public transport? To be more,
well, you've got the train service and you've got a reasonable bus service now, which goes through Warren Wood and through the shopping centre and every council Fountain Gate, but it still could be boosted up in the aspect of the population is getting too big.
Well, it goes down to Cranbourne now and up to Narre Warren, it's been expanded in that way. What about like the churches and all and stuff like that, is there?
Not enough.
Not enough. Why is that?
Well, you've got one Catholic church.
Yeah.
You've got a Church of Christ which is done in the municipal offices.
Yeah.
Not municipal offices, the where they've had a big
Community centre.
Community centre. And that's it. So therefore they should be, you know, for every denomination,
yeah,
churches. I mean, say, if you go to Dandong, there's a Church of England, Presbyterian Church, Catholic Church. You know, so if anybody wanted to go, and there's a lot of other churches,
yeah,
spread all over, Greek Orthodox and Russian Orthodox or whatever the case might be, but they've got them all over the place. So therefore, I don't know why Narre Warren hasn't done it.
Okay, what about sporting facilities, recreation areas like football ovals and stuff? Do you know much about that?
Well, not a great amount, because I don't really support them, but I know they've got the tennis facilities around the area, and they've got the netball courts, and they've got football and cricket ground and everything else, you know.
Soccer ground.
Yeah, Foxway, they've got soccer ground. They could do with a good golf course in the area.
What, you think the one up at Upper Beach is too far away?
Yep.
Okay, now what about public requirements in Narre Warren? How are they?
Oh, plenty of milk bars, service stations and everything else like that. Public phones are a bit down. I think there's only, to my knowledge, public phones in Webb Street and at Fountain Gate Shopping Centre. Toiletry, there's really nothing.
There's the public toilets in Narre.
Oh yeah, but there's only the ones in Webb Street.
True.
There's none in, say, Warren Wood or any of them places.
Yeah. What about job opportunities? Like when you first moved to Narre Warren, did you have to go out of Narre Warren to get a job, or could you work within Narre Warren?
There was the jobs here, but very limited.
Yeah.
Nothing outstanding, so most people have to travel, say, to Dandenong or into Melbourne,
yeah,
and work for me.
And like, what were the jobs that were available like? Was most people farmers and
things
like
that? Farmers and rural and that sort of thing.
Dairy farmers.
Yeah, there was nothing really outstanding on that.
Right. And what about, apart from farmers, is there anything else?
Oh, there was, Byron, he was here. Well, just little shops and nothing outstanding,
yeah,
sort of thing.
So there was no other like major occupation?
No.
Okay, what about as far as entertainment goes? How's Narre Warren for entertainment?
Very poor. There's no entertainment at the moment.
Why is that?
Oh, except for like you've got Rebound, plenty of sporting facilities.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of restaurants, but things for the younger generation to do, like there's nothing really, I mean, say, except for going over to Fountain Gate Hotel. That's about the only thing. Learns a bit of life.
Right. Now, what about the education? What's it? What are the schools like around here? And like compared to when you first moved here, what was available to now?
Well, when we first moved here, there was only the primary school in Webb Street.
Yeah.
Or Narrow North Road, actually. And since then, there's been the Narrow Warren State School's been built.
Yep.
Which occupies, I think, something like about 400 children. And there's also been the Catholic State School being built.
And then what about as far as high school go? High schools?
There's none at the moment. The closest high school is either Hallam or Berwick, so I'm going to Catholic. But there is a proposed high school to be built in Warrenwood.
Well, that would be good. What about local governments? Do you know much about local governments and how they've improved or declined over the years?
Not really. Well, the local government, really, when we first moved in here, was Pakenham and Berwickshire.
Yeah.
And then it changed to the city of Berwick.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got the new Shire Hall and everything else, and
yeah.
Therefore it's totally different from what it was before. So if you had any complaints, you had to go all the way to bloody Pakenham.
All right. What about the freeway, sort of, you know, the introduction of the freeway, the bypass? Has that sort of helped to increase the population and... generally make people move out to Narre Warren?
Well, it has for a start, because the building around Narre Warren itself is created, how can I explain it, in the aspect of, say, well, to my knowledge, there's something like about 7 new estates being built at the moment in the Narre Warren area.
Yeah.
There's 3 or 4 being built at Berwick.
Yeah.
And so forth. With the new freeways coming through, it's going to mean a bigger population for the whole of the area, and therefore it will be magnified to some phenomenal amount of population, because the building industry at the moment, the whole of the eastern suburbs is being developed more than the western suburbs and the northern suburbs.
Right. Now, have you got any possible reasons why you stayed in Narre Warren, why you didn't move anywhere else?
Convenience.
Meaning?
Well, I'm central, where I live.
What, to what?
Oh, transport, shopping centre, other odds and ends around the area. I mean, so I can go from here to Phillip Island without going in Dandenong.
Yeah.
I can go from here to Frankston without going in Dandenong. If I want to, I can go to Berwick without going in Dandenong. But in general, it's there's only one downfall in the aspect that there's no public transport on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Which makes it very restrictive for, say, people without cars.
Yeah. What about the housing estates and all that, the way they've improved? Is that sort of... how has the housing estate, the expansion of the housing estates, improved Narre Warren's general?
They're improved in the aspect of job opportunities for a lot of kids, because of the Warrenwood estate's been built, you've got Fountain Gate estate being built, you've got a new estate being built by Overland Development.
What's Overland Development?
It's a building company which is stationed at Fountain Gate Shopping Centre.
Alright.
And therefore, with these new estates, that's bringing a bigger population, and therefore the shopping complex is getting bigger and bigger, and there is, I know.
Just to wrap it up, what do you think that the general environment of Narre Warren, from like when you first moved here in 67 until now, has got better or worse? And can you give me any reasons why it's better and worse?
Well, better in the aspect is, you, if you've got a car, you are central and you can travel to virtually anywhere in a short time. Worse in the aspect that the population has grown so much and the public transport hasn't grown with it. Plus the fact is, with the bigger population, there is no police station in Narre Warren, and there should be.
Yeah.
Therefore, there is a tendency for a lot of crimes to be committed.
What, like vandalism, petty crimes and that?
Oh, well, house break-ins and all that sort of stuff.
All right.
It has improved.
But you think it's a good area to live in?
Oh yeah. It's still a good place to live in. It's better than living in Richmond or in Coburg.
All right. Yeah. Is that all you can think of for that one?
I can't really think of anything else. In general, it's out. You're in the open. You're outside. You're not in a smog area.
Yeah.
And it's if kids today use the nurse slot we used to do and create our own entertainment, they'd be a lot better off. But they don't.
Have you got any other things you'd like to say before I conclude this?
It's still an attractive area. It's much better than living, as I said before, in Richmond or something like that.
Yeah.
Because at least you have got space and there's ample of area here still. I mean, say the amount of houses that's going to be built in here in the Narrabri area,
yeah,
and the land that is still left. You know, it's unreal. It still makes it like a rural aspect, but
so
it's
the fact that it is still semi-rural is one reason why you're still here.
Yeah. Right. You see, I can wake up in the morning. I can. A lot of people I know don't. But at 5:15 and like start of daybreak, you can, the birds wake me up.
Yeah.
Because at the moment, I don't know why, but it must be that sort of season. And there's thousands of them around here at the moment.
Yeah.
So you won't get that in the city.
That's right. Okay then. Thanks a lot for that, Mr. Noob.
That's quite all right.